Welcome everybody to the IBN NBA podcast. We back, I would say we've done it every 2 weeks, beginning of the announcement that the NBA is coming back. So we'll do it this week. We'll take another week off, and then the week after that, we will start getting more consistent because the season starts, I believe, July 30th is the first game. What's up, Corey? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm chilling.
All right. So we've got some breaking news. We'll start with the breaking news first because I did have a segment to begin with, but we'll start with the breaking news because it directly affects you. So it has been reported by Russell Westbrook that he tested positive for COVID. That sucks. But now it's being reported that James Harden has tested positive for COVID.
You gonna give me my props or what?
I'm gonna give you what?
You can give my props or what?
Props for what? For saying that?
I reported James Harden had COVID 7 hours ago.
All right, yeah, you did. I'm not gonna ask where your sources came from. I'm a little skeptical of how you knew, which makes me wonder, do you have COVID? Were you there with him?
I was not, but okay. I can tell you precisely where the COVID was contracted.
Okay, where was it contracted? Because I think the people want to know.
At James Harden's Arizona residence.
Oh, interesting. So I need to talk to LeClaire then, because LeClaire's out there.
There may have been a couple pool parties there in Arizona. And I know a few other people that had contracted COVID from that party.
How do you get COVID? So is the pool party, because I was going to say all the pictures and stuff was this man out doing nature walks and everything with I don't know if they were teammates or people in his entourage or what, but how does that directly affect the seedings in your mind? Like, how do you feel like that plays out? Does it matter because it's so early, or what do you think?
Yeah, so I think that it's, well, let me start when we start talking about COVID by giving the preference and the statement that I am not a doctor. So if I start talking about medical stuff, take it with a grain of salt. I'm just telling you what I read. I'm no doctor. I'm no Fossey. I might know more than Fossey based on his predictions, but I'm no doctor. I don't know what I'm talking about. So take it with a grain of salt. But I think it's very rare, if ever, you can get it twice. Mm-hmm. So not to make light of these two gentlemen having it, but if you're going to contract it, you kind of do want to do it early and not be at any 8 games. Because if either one of these are out for 8 games at any point in time, really, that's pretty disastrous. So I think it's, if they're going to contract it, I guess I would say, or people on your team are going to have it, it's almost best case scenario for it to be this early and before you actually get into the bubble. I think if the NBA had their way, everyone that would get it before they came into the bubble. So I don't imagine it affects seeding too much. What I'd want to see is how does it affect a guy that is known for his high energy and never stopping motor. And that being, if there's one thing that everyone agrees on, Russ is like, that's his thing. It's like, he plays harder than everyone else. How does someone that in shape, how does having your lungs taking away affect you? I don't think anyone knows. I don't think anyone's been in competition to know the long-term effects or how much it takes you to get back in shape 3 months off and having coronavirus. And then how does it affect Harden, who historically has collapsed in the playoffs where he just looks winded and broken down? So someone that's already had trouble with that, how does this affect them long-term? Those would be my concerns more than like a seeding type deal.
So when we started the quarantine Harden thing, this was not what we had in mind. So I don't want anybody to think we jinxed them. I don't know. I didn't envision quarantine Harden would be absent of playing basketball. I envisioned that he would drop 55, 60 a night because he ain't got nothing else to do.
Just for the record, that's still a lie. He don't stay away from it. Once he start playing, he won't even sneak him in. So I think that prediction is still live.
So the process of getting back into the NBA, they have to go through their health and safety protocols, which include quarantine, obviously. They have to be absent of symptoms, cardiac screenings, and then two consecutive negative tests at least 24 hours apart. Now, I'm not too concerned with Russell because, I feel like he's a competitor. He's going to do whatever it takes. I am concerned with James Harden because, again, you talked about the pool parties. You know my man loves to be social. It's going to be difficult for him. Do you see them getting back before the season actually starts?
There is no chance that Harden's not getting back before the season starts. Like, let's be clear here. Like, he's not about to, like, really risk that. I mean, he's clearly in quarantine now. He's not an idiot. I don't doubt James Harden's dedication to basketball. So I think they'll both be fine getting back in. I think they're on the back end of a quarantine now, if you ask me. And I'd be shocked if they both at this point don't have like their own mini bubble. Like they probably have doctors where they're getting tested every day right now. And they're like basically doing what they would do in the bubble. I'd be very shocked if both of those individuals with Houston's billion-dollar owner and both of those $200 million contracts, basically, like they don't have some assembly of that. So I don't foresee that being an issue.
All right. You forgot to mention their connection to China, which I don't know if that's been severed or not. the only outlier I see right now in thinking about these two is that Russell has a family. I know he's a competitor, so I'm not doubting anything with him. But you know, if his wife and he's got the two little kids and things like that, if she starts talking or the family gets in his ear, maybe they might persuade him not to come. Which is, like I said, far fetched outlier, but that would be the only thing I could see stopping.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing would be like if he leaves and then they're sick, or if he's about to leave and now they have it and they contract it. I could definitely see that being a thing. But outside of that, I don't really see any of them not being there.
So we were talking about China. So the first segment I wanted to start with was Free Woj. My man. My man is just, I would have never thought it would have come from him, my man, but it is what it is. So if you haven't heard, I guess it wasn't like front page news, but it was out there. There's not a lot of sports going on anyway, but the senator from, is it Missouri? I think Josh Hawley.
Where it was.
Huh?
Sounds like he'd be in Missouri. Yeah.
Anyway, Josh Hawley, I guess, he criticized the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, actually sent a letter questioning NBA commissioner Adam Silver and the league's relationship with China. And then our guy, Woj, sent them an email back that basically said, fuck you. I don't understand the reaction of the suspension. And I will get political for a second. Since Trump took office, people have been saying all kind of crazy stuff, man. Like in public settings that you would think they would have better manners. I mean, I've watched debates where people have been cursing. I watched rallies where he screamed, "Get that son of a bitch out of here," and things like that. So I mean, if Woj wants to say fuck you to another adult, I don't understand. I mean, he sent it in an email. It wasn't like he walked up to the guy and said it, but I guess ESPN has to save face. They have to keep it consistent across the board and obviously hold themselves to a higher standard. So he got suspended, which I was surprised about. So if you get on Twitter, even LeBron James is tweeting hashtag Free Woj. I was a little shocked that they actually suspended him. His unpaid suspension for 2 weeks, too. Seems a little steep. What's your take on that, Corey?
Yeah, the 2 weeks seemed really steep. I do think the ESPN president has tried to make things very, not political at all, and tried to like play the fence. And ESPN has still, like, they've been the one probably large company that's really, or Disney in general, that's kind of skated showing support during this movement. like they've been the one that's kind of been able to be neutral and they just mm-hmm. hide behind sports. So what has ESPN done to kind of get out of their we don't do politics stand? Everyone's basically taking the stand, hey, you can't, there's no such thing as being like not racist. You're either anti-racist or you're racist, right? Like there's no mm-hmm. middle ground. There's no just like apathy towards it. ESPN's shown that apathy. So I think this is kind of them being like, yo. And to their defense, one, you can't do that as a corporation. You can't talk to senators like that. I mean, I would get fired from my job if I responded to somebody crazy saying that. Like, so one, you can't just talk to people if you're an employee. And then two, like, was the email even to Woj? He was like, he just jumped out the window. I don't think it was directed to him.
Yeah, I don't think it was directed to him either. Maybe the senator sent it to the league and somebody gave it to him for a scoop. I'm about to look it up to see, but ESPN scrapped his planned trip to Orlando to report from the bubble this week. And Howley tweeted the email out on Friday, which I think is kind of lame for him to do. But hey, I feel like these are things that Republicans get mad at liberals for doing. But I'm not mad at this guy per se because he's flipping it on him. It's kind of funny. But still, I'm trying to figure out what does this have to do with Woj? Maybe he just felt like he had to defend the league, man.
I don't know, man. I ain't got nothing, but I respect it. I'm on the Free Woj bandwagon, too. I didn't know he had it in him. I didn't know he was a real one like that.
So the report says that Josh Howley sent out a press release Friday blasting the NBA for allowing players to wear certain social justice messages on the back of their jerseys when the league is scheduled to restart. Howley took issue with the list of 29 phrases, which were approved, and he said there was no messages containing support for law enforcement or criticism of the Chinese Communist Party. So he sent out an email to, I guess, the NBA, and Woj returned email.
Yeah, I think it was just a press release.
Yeah. And
everyone's on the press release, including Woj. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's funny.
Man, that ain't that bad. Yeah, they tripping.
That's funny.
Yeah, nah, they tripping.
I mean,
just
meanwhile,
because he used his ESPN email. I mean, whatever. We know what that man was saying.
I was going to say, meanwhile, Chuck gets to say what he wants to say over at TNT, man. I mean, they all do. So.
Chuck be Samboing, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
we'll get to that eventually, I'm sure. Matter of fact, that'll probably be on the Malcolm and Martin podcast. we'll leave it off of this one because I do got some issues with that, too. So everybody's pretty much reported that can report to the bubble so far. We've seen various things as far as videos and how people are living and things like that. What's your impression of the execution of the whole bubble process so far? Like we got some information from the NBA. They tested like 300 something people and only two were positive. And then we've obviously seen they've taken precautions before people come to the bubble and done testing. Do you feel like the way they implemented this plan was pretty effective?
It seems like the safest place in the world. And, like, isn't that the goal?
Yeah, that is
like,
the goal.
It was never going to be good enough for dudes making, like, the money NBA players make, right? Like, the accommodations, living in a studio for all intents and purposes. Most of them are living in a studio apartment. It doesn't matter how nice the studio apartment is. They're going to have things. Look, man, I mean, I work in big tech, and I will say that the meals are looking way worse than what we had and when they were feeding a large portion of people. But at the same time, when you have to make stuff at that volume for that many people, it's not like it can be hot and you don't want them getting it from like a cook. So it's like, it is what it is, man. They need to stop complaining. I will say, it's hilarious that Bron, at the same time JR was posting that stuff, Bron and Kuzma were poking the Taco Tuesday pictures, and it looked like they never left his house. I will say that's funny.
Yeah, there's been some trolling. I know Kuzma put up some pictures of like sushi or something like that, but he wasn't in the bubble yet. I gotta give them props too. I feel like they definitely formulated an effective plan and executed it appropriately. I mean, you also have to take into account they've got media people down there as well, and they've been holding everybody to the same standard, and it's showing, and it's working out really well for them. So that doesn't go without controversy, obviously, which we anticipated some controversy and also some shenanigans from players, which we haven't seen anybody high profile yet. Just a bunch of D-listers. One guy from the Kings tried to go. He went off the grid, basically. He went too far, and they dinged him for it, and he's got a quarantine for 8 days, and all he wanted to do was pick up takeout. And then there's the D-lister in Houston who tested positive for COVID. And then, of course, the most newsworthy thing happened on Twitter, with my girl Ugly Anna tweeting out that somebody already invited her to the bubble. She ain't named no names. Our investigative reporter Matt saw that our boy Harold from the Clippers was the only one following her on Twitter, but I don't think it's him. I think it's a teammate. I ain't gonna call no names, PG. But what do you think about the odds?
Nah, that don't look like PG's work. This don't look like PG's work.
What do you think about that? I'm not putting anything past PG after the whole Roy Hibbert stuff, man. I'm pretty sure that's still in him, bro. I mean,
looks like she had floor seats to a San Antonio Houston game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Kawhi ain't traveled with the team, so it ain't him.
Oh, no, nah, I take back what I said. I did some investigation reporting. she got invited to the bubble.
Yeah. I mean, I know why she got invited to the bubble.
I was just only on Twitter. I ain't really checked. Okay. Yeah. Your boy Uncle Shannon Sharp follower on Instagram, though.
Uncle Shannon is the best.
Look, here's the deal. I don't know how they got an underground tunnel. We do realize that they literally have wristbands that if you come too close to somebody, they buzz.
Yeah.
there is no sneaking people in and out the bubble. Like, it's not a thing.
Yeah, I also think those wristbands show your heart rate and temperature and everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just saying, if it's 2 a.m., and you're not supposed to be out jogging, you're going to have some explaining to do, man. You're going to have some explaining to do. And I would even go as far as to say that the people who are monitoring these things are the people that when we were in school and the teacher left the room, they were the ones taking the notes on who was acting up. Like, these are probably the most honest, like, hardworking people that they could find. And you're not going to be able to just pay them off. They're not towel boys, you know what I'm saying? So... and then also, you got to think, too, on the grand scheme of things, it only takes one person to really jeopardize this whole thing. So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think players are snitching. I think the vets are snitching. Like, you're going to have to be a certain caliber of dude to get that off. Like, I think Kawhi might could get it off. But I think Kawhi is in the same boat as Harden and Westbrook, if you want me to be completely honest. So I think he'll chill once he get there, too.
Yeah, I'm under the same impression as well. It hasn't been reported yet, but I'm sure it'll come out eventually. I mean, we can't get medicals on Kawhi when he's like active. So
right?
I mean, I'm sure it'll take some time. But there is some speculation that he's also one of the people that might have COVID as well. So we covered Ugly Anna. I'm pretty sure she's not the only one. And
bro, she is. No, she the only one that got her invitation rescinded. Everybody else kept it low.
But like I said, I think it's PG. I don't think it's Harold, but we'll see. We'll see. How long do you think it'll take before somebody does something stupid? Like, before we hear about a chick getting snuck in. I mean, because it's definitely a lot of reporters out there looking for a scoop. Somebody's going to tell.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I think, let me see what I can say. Without being Tekashi on the program. I think that there's been an allotted amount of people strategically placed as press and others that are already in the bubble. That's what I'll say.
I get what you're saying too. Cause somebody, the person that was selected, I want to say you actually sent me that person. Was she with ESPN?
Allegedly. I'd never
seen her 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So if people are like trying to figure out what we're saying, we're just saying there's been some strategic placement of reporters that we don't think necessarily qualify for the beat that they got, but they're there. And they are quarantined and they are available. So we'll put it, just leave it at that. I hope it's not my girl from Bleacher Report. She already
no, she's at the top of the list.
God, man. Oh, and she in with all them dudes. Oh, I might go down there and just jump in the bubble myself, man. They better leave my girl alone. But anyway,
but to answer your question, I give them till next week, bro. Because they ain't playing no games. There's too much time. Like, I get why there's this much time, but there's too much time. They ain't playing. They ain't hooping, man. They ain't got nothing to do from now and basically until like the 22nd.
Yeah. Just everybody anticipate one of the most dramatic / scandalous moments or 2 week period in NBA history. I'm gonna just put it out there like that. Like, expect a lot of TMZ breaking news, a lot of Black Sports Online or whatever. Expect a lot of rumors, you know. And I mean, the NBA is wild. The NBA is wild during the season when they don't have these restrictions, and now they've got these restrictions. There's a bubble. I look at it like basically the NBA version of Olympic Village. And I don't know if people are familiar with Olympic Village, but Olympic Village has some wild, wild stories. So I'm expecting some stuff to get out. And of course, we'll report it when we find out and expect you guys to do the same. But these sauces, especially with Woj out the way, man, or Woj out the way, shoot, you never know what's going to happen.
You know Sham's got it. But honestly, like, let's be honest about this. I don't even know if this dude is in any bubble. But let's say, for instance, you 21-year-old Kelly Oubre, and they got you in this bubble, and you've been known to be able to be successful in the Instagram DM streets, and you in this bubble. They demoted you. You barely getting playing time. They expect you to be here for 8 weeks. And your team got no chance to go to the playoffs.
Hey, Oubre, the Suns are there. So, yeah, I anticipate, yeah. Or if you are goofy Zion Williamson.
Nah, Zion, they not going to let Zion. Zion got too much to lose. You can't be on the verge of getting a Billy and do that.
I mean, we saw what he did. Like, we know his taste. He's already been outed once.
Man, that's fine. Nah, y'all hating on that man. Man, everybody allowed to get some mutt stuff off when they're 18. Y'all hating on that man. Let that man get his mutt stuff off.
Terrible, yeah. I'm not judging. I'm gonna go ahead and switch topics, man, because I'm not gonna slander my man. I'm not gonna slander.
You hate let him get his butt stuff off. And there ain't even a lot of options in Durham. What are you supposed to do it in there?
I mean, I could do better than that.
I mean, yeah, but you know, you got caught slipping. I'm sure that won't number one.
I mean, but, I guess, man. I mean, you the biggest man on campus, literally.
Look, man, I done worse in college. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I feel like that's I feel like that's the equivalent of getting the fast break and just laying the ball up instead of just dunking it.
Like, you come off the wrong foot. Happens, man. Sometimes you come off the wrong foot.
It's the equivalent of the shoe that he blew out. That's what it looked like. Man, all right. Yeah, that's real, bro. So we got positive tests. We got secret people out there that's, I guess, just there to report, quote unquote. But we also have games coming up. There's some lines out, some early lines on some games. And I would not recommend betting anything this early unless it's a future. I would not bet a game spread this early because you don't know who's going to play. And you don't know who's going to mess around and break the curfew or break the barrier. But there's some key players missing, like Bradley Beal's going to be missing for the Wizards. And that's probably a team I'll be targeting as well. And then
targeting for what?
To hit against the spread. Like, they ain't going to play hard.
You must have missed them before the end of the season, bro. Them boys are playing real hard.
Man, them dudes ain't playing hard. Yeah, I already talked to them. They're not going to play hard.
I got the Wiz playing hard. I ain't going to lie to you.
I saw a report that said Oladipo is going to try to come back.
I saw that. He said he was done for the season.
Let me see if I got that report up, because it came on through on my Bleacher Report. Yeah, Victor Oladipo may try to play. There's growing belief Pacers star will try to play an NBA restart after multiple strong practices. And that came from Shams 2 hours ago. So, I mean, they're an interesting team. I like the team. I don't expect them to necessarily compete, but they're a type of team that could give some fits to people if they come in full strength. Their first game is August 1st against the 76ers. Out of the first set of games, we got the Jazz Pelicans, we got the Clippers Lakers, which I don't know, they just gotta force that on us, don't they? Clippers Lakers, let's see, Celtics Bucks. Well, the Rockets ain't gonna have anybody probably, but Rockets, Mavs, and then there's a Pelicans Clipper game, 76ers Pacers. Any of those games interest you the most? Which one of those interests you the most and why?
Rockets, Mavs, I would say, is number one that interests me. I just think that Houston has a real chance here. I don't think Houston wants to play at all. I don't think that they want to play the Clippers. So I think they need to figure out something so they don't have to play the Clippers. I would be doing everything in my power if I were them to not play the Clippers. That is suicide. So I think they need to get to the 5 seed or the 4 seed so they can avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Boston-Milwaukee means anything, so that's why I didn't say that one.
Now, I did skip over one by accident. It was the Jazz Thunder. The Thunder team, we had discussed them before they announced the schedule and everything, and it's one of the teams that could potentially come in and play pretty tough. Do you think they could surprise some people? Do you expect them? Because we were still talking about, you know, teams that could play technically on the road or neutral sites, how that's going to change a lot of things. They're not going to have fans, too. Do you think that young team will be able to answer the call?
I got some breaking news for you.
I'm ready.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready? Two guard has been practicing, and I think he's about to be back, bro.
Why is he still on the team?
Because he make like $60 million.
Golly.
Yeah, man. So when they get two guard back in the rotation, sky's the limit. Nah, but in all seriousness, yeah, those are the teams I like, man. I like the teams that have been able to play at the home and the road. I like teams with guard play in this kind of bubble situation. I think it's going to be more pickup. Like, you can kind of run people off the court. And I like teams with players that can really score in the clutch. So those are the things I like the most. I just think that they are the ones probably that'll be able to adjust the quickest to this. Guard play, no real difference, home and away. Veteran leadership, like I like the way that they're set up. I don't like them in the playoffs in the 7-game series where like you can kind of adapt to them and know their sets and things of that nature. But if we're talking just like these initial games, who's going to be undervalued, I'm going to take them a lot. You'll see me taking them a lot.
And for anybody not familiar with our inside joke, Andre Roberson, or Robertson, however you say it, the shooting guard for Oklahoma City Thunder, we jokingly called him two guard because he honestly didn't do anything for the stat sheet whatsoever. I don't even know why he was on the floor. And I would never call him by his name. I would just call him two guard. So I can't believe this dude is back. And he's been gone for 2 years. And he's practicing again. That's ridiculous. What injury do you have that keeps you out for 2 years?
You're a hater, sir.
Bro, if he's that hurt, he might as well not even play.
You're a hater. You're a hater. Oh. My man trying to come back and contribute. You hating.
Well, if anybody could get something out of him, I'm pretty sure it's Chris Paul. He'll find a way.
Maybe he's been working on his jumper.
All right, stop. This is a real show, bro. We trying to be serious, yo. His jumper probably as good as mine, man. And for real,
it has to be worse.
I would definitely challenge that too. I would love to see somebody challenge him to it. Like just the average Joe. It don't even got to be me. It could be anybody. It could be Shaq. Challenge him to a shoot contest, bro. Please. I saw this man miss layups, open layups. Like he just can't score. Matter of fact, what's his average, man?
Oh God!
Hold on for the career though. Let me see the career. Yo.
I need to see his career
because this is interesting to me. For the career, he averages 4.6 points per game. He's a shooting guard. He's been in the league since 2000. He played from 2013 to 2018. He averaged 4.6 points per game. He shot 25% from three-point range. 4.6, a two-guard. I understand he was playing with Russell Westbrook. I understand he was playing with Kevin Durant. But 4.6 points per game? How, bro? How? In 2000...
You're not going to slip that Westbrook joke in there.
Nah, bro. I mean... The dudes always dominated the ball. That's all I meant. I didn't mean nothing by it. Westbrook can't help this man. He can't help this man score. That's not his fault. And he was a first-round pick, number 26. He was the number 26 pick, and that's his average. Just goes to show, man, you can't win them all. Can't win them all.
And he makes $10 million a year. And Kyrie Irving had the nerve to talk about how NBA players ain't eating.
That's true, man. That is so true. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Cam Newton make $1 million, and this man make 10.
And Cam Newton's a former MVP. And I get he's been hurt. That's why this dude been hurt too. He ain't played for 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point.
You know what I'm saying? Like. I mean that whole conversation I thought was just ridiculous, man. Like NBA players are the ones that NBA and MLB should never complain about money, especially in the face of NFL players who literally play for scraps. If you look at how much the league makes and the contracts that a lot of these guys get, not your quarterbacks, because they tend to get fair market value and then some, but like a running back. Wide receivers, man. Like if you're not an edge rusher, you're really not getting paid.
Facts.
Like it is what it is. Hell, even the linemen don't get paid what they should get paid. So it just blows my mind sometimes. And I've tried to learn a little bit more about NBA contracts and stuff, but from everything I can see, they're pretty generous, man. And I mean, you got guys like Udonis Haslem. What is he making? And he doesn't play. Basically ever, other than to get the curtain call. You're getting a couple $1 million to get a curtain call. It's ridiculous. But I'm gonna look it up too. I'm gonna look it up right now just because I'm curious. What's his contract? My man is getting a they said he got a guarantee. What? He'd have made $63 million in his 17 season career. He's making $2.5 million this season.
Oh, he ain't never even seen the floor.
Yeah.
He's an assistant coach at this point.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Yeah, Kyrie, somebody need to smack his neck, man. Need to smack his neck. I'm surprised I haven't seen, well, I guess it's not surprising that you haven't seen anything from him, but to hear any rumors of him talking to people, because, I mean, he was pretty vocal about the risk, and then there's obviously just only a handful, but there's two high-profile guys, at least, in Harden and Westbrook that have tested positive.
Yeah, Kyrie was... don't get me started on this, man.
So before the season starts, before we end the show and we get, because, like, again, we don't have much content because there's not much going on. But, again, we'll do breakdowns of games and talk about the gambling lines and things like that in the show, in the next show, because we'll be closer to the start of the season. But are we both along the same lines that this is clearly the Lakers championship to lose at this point?
Nah, I'm starting to worry.
Who you got?
I won't hate on the Avery Bradley loss, but Rondo and Avery Bradley, like, what we actually gonna have to depend on JR and Deion Waiters. think about it.
They both on the team. You right.
It was all cool and dandy, but like, think about like who their rotation is. You gotta play 7 to 8. So Bron, KCP, Danny Green, Kuzma, 80.
Real body.
Yeah, that's 5. Then you got JaVale or Dwight. That's only 1. You can't play both centers. Because AD going to have to play center for 25, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you at 6. So that leaves Markieff Morris, Alex Caruso, Jared Dudley, Deion Waiters, and J.R. Smith, and Quinn Cook. And you need probably 40 to 45 minutes out of them.
I've seen LeBron do more with less, so I ain't giving him no excuses.
Not in win one, you haven't. You've seen him
get
to the finals with less. You ain't seen him walk away with nothing less than this.
But that was before, he had, like, now he in the West. He ain't got to worry about the people that he would have had to worry about before. So he might not even get to the finals if that's the case.
I know. That Clippers team's just too deep, man. Like, you close in 5 with Montrezl Harrell, Patrick Beverly, Lou Williams, Kawhi, and Reggie Jackson. Like, that's tough, man.
Yeah, the Clippers team is definitely still tough. I just worry about the effort that Kawhi and them gonna put out. He show out in the playoffs though, typically, but I don't know.
You know who don't?
I know who don't. Yeah, but he did dunk on LeBron though. He posted.
Oh, no, I won't even hate on him. I was hating on the dude they call Playoff P.
Oh, that's who I was talking about.
He dunked on LeBron when?
Pretty sure he dunked on LeBron when he was in Indiana.
Oh, yeah, everybody dunk on LeBron in the East. I thought you were talking about Tatum dunked on LeBron. That's everybody, Jaylen. Everybody dunk on LeBron, baby. That's everybody's call to fame. I just want to, like, so I remember Westbrook getting a lot of heat for these OKC series. And I just want to let it be known that here's the past, the shooting percentages of Paul George and his playoff history. 30%, 38%, 43%, 41%. 7-game series in Indiana right before he was about to leave, 45%, 38%, 40%, 42%. So this man is atrocious in the playoffs, and nobody talks about it. So I just wanted to let that be known.
Playoff P is known for his clutchness. That's all. He just needs to be put in the position to win. That's what I was told. That's what I was told. That's what I'm going with. It doesn't look good, man. It hasn't looked good. He definitely does get a pass and goes under the radar. But, I mean, Russell Westbrook is a target no matter what. I'm guilty of it, too, sometimes. Like, you just want to blame him. And then some it'd be the games where he gets a triple-double and actually shoots 47 to 50% and doesn't take any three-point shots and has, like, a great game. And you still blame him. But I don't know. He's definitely going to have to do better than that. I mean, you got Kawhi. And you got Doc, like two guys who they know what it takes to win in the playoffs. They're not gonna go for that. I don't know if Kawhi is gonna be vocal or not, obviously, but I know Doc will. Doc gonna say something.
The thing is that they got other scorers, so like they'll just let Lou pop.
Yeah. I mean, and the depth of the Clippers has always been something that I like throughout the year. Maybe I'm falling into the shiny objects thing too. Cause I mean, the Lakers, it's just the Lakers, you know, but, I guess George. If I sit down,
I mean, it's Kawhi, man. It's hard to,
yeah.
We'll so see.
If I sit down and think about it, I'll probably hate myself. Cause I'm like, I can't depend on frail body to finish a series. I ain't never seen it. But hopefully, if he gets hurt or if something happens to Anthony Davis and he can't play, like the majority of a series, I definitely think the Lakers are going down. I just don't know if LeBron can really, like, especially against a team like the Clippers. Like, I mean, that's you got a guy like Kawhi that's guarding you or going to, or the even without Kawhi, they can switch so many people on him over there just to give him different looks. It's a lot of depth. Beverly's pesky. Harrell's pretty athletic himself and doesn't necessarily need to guard him on the perimeter, but can defend the paint enough to make him adjust shots and things like that. So tactically, Doc also knows LeBron very well. So it's definitely a worst-case scenario matchup if he's got to take that team on without a complimentary player like AD. With that being said, though, what do you think about the Bucks coming in? Like, I mean, people not necessarily talking about them as much right now, but I mean, I know we were pretty high on them before the season abruptly ended.
How long to do what?
To at least get out the East and compete.
Compete with who?
The Lakers, not the Clippers.
No, because I got them winning winning one game max against whoever win the Lakers and Clippers. They might take the Lakers to six. They would lose the Clippers in five. I think the East is weak, so I think that they will win the East because it's weak. But I do not trust Budenholzer's teams in the playoffs. They are very much like D'Antoni's teams, but they just play a little defense. They just spread you out, shoot more threes than you, play this pace and space kind of deal. I don't trust that in the playoffs. I'm sorry. Like, who are you going to trust on that team in the playoffs? You trust Eric Bledsoe to knock down shots? You trusted Brooke Lopez to knock down shots. You trusted Pat Connaughton. You trusted, like, who are we trusting to hit shots in the playoffs?
Has he ever beat LeBron in a playoff series?
Hell, no. I don't know that he's ever won a game in the
playoffs. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I think when he coached in Atlanta, I don't think he ever beat LeBron. Sweeps. I think they even talked about it. Like, yeah, all sweeps. And they had a squad a couple times.
Look, if Giannis is ready to play like the best player in the league, I got them getting to the finals. But if it's just last season where, like, he looks amazing, then in the playoffs, like, in the half court, he can't really do much. Like, the jumper's supposed to be better, but if he's, like, 33 and 14 Giannis, then cool. Like, pencil him in. I'm going to tell y'all right now, though. Don't say I didn't tell y'all. Y'all going to call it a fluke. The 76ers.
I was about to say something about
that. Will be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
This seems like such a prime spot for them to do some crap. And you'd be like, man, if the season had ended early, they wouldn't even be in this position. But not. I feel like they're going to impress some people, too. And they've got the talent,
What y'all going to do when Ben Simmons is walking in the threes because there ain't no crowd there?
All right, so this has been the IBN Network.
I'm serious, bro. You be seeing him in the open gym.
He is what?
You be seeing them in the open gym knocking them down. What if it's just a crowd?
The open gym, man. But if this man starts knocking down threes, yo, I'm gonna turn the TV off for real. And then I'm gonna believe everything everybody said about Corona being a hoax and not needing to wear a mask and none of that stuff. I'm gonna believe every single conspiracy theory out there. Ben Simmons knocking down threes. I bet you if we allow Ben Simmons to shoot and we allow Luka to kick the ball, Luka would score more threes.
I bet if Ben Simmons just took threes, he would have a better percentage than Luka. It's not like Luka be lighting it up.
It's not like he can shoot, though. So he's doing right not taking the threes, yo. Play within your strengths, man. Go ahead, yo. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. He need to go holler at Rondo. Rondo get him right.
Rondo get him right to do what?
To play like Rondo.
can I let you in on a little secret?
What?
Ben Simmons actually has a better three-point percentage, shooting percentage than Luka this year.
Well, how many?
Do it matter? Do it matter? Just saying.
If he shot three and he made two, and Luka shot 45 and made 15.
Ben Simmons has shot three and made one. I'm just saying, if Luka could shoot, this wouldn't be a conversation.
Yo, I know listen to the spot right here and just shake their head, yo.
All I know is that Luka is shooting 31% from 3-point.
I'm not a Luka fan by any means. Saying,
when Westbrook does that, they call him a volume shooter and a ball hog, but we know how it goes.
I think he's soft, but when Luka does play like Russell Westbrook, he does get praise. I mean, some of it's because he's a salt team from Europe, and some of it's just because he's young, and some of it's just because he's got a hot mom and he's cool. He's not a jerk like Westbrook, but in actuality, he is kind of a jerk. He's a whiner, but I guess that reputation will come. He'll do something and fall out of grace. Yeah, he'll do something eventually.
Nah, he's white.
But what we're not going to do, we're not going to sit here and talk about, man, he's only shot three threes. He doesn't even qualify to have his percentage recorded with threes.
I'm recording it.
Corey's stats, ladies and gentlemen, get used to it. We will see a lot of those when Russell Westbrook returns. We will see a lot of that. But, yeah, so we will be back, not next week, but the week after, and we'll have a little more in-depth analysis on the games, what we expect will happen. Obviously, more breaking news as it comes up. And then, if you guys catch anything, share. Listen to the podcast. Obviously, we got other things going on the podcast. We got the gambling show, Backdoor Cover. We got the Malcolm and Martin series, which I don't know how long that's going to go before they kick us off air. And then we've also got the Team Turnbuckle podcast as well. So continue to support the content. Check us out. Don't at Corey because he don't like it, but you can at me if you got any interesting stories and things you want us to look into. But this has been the IBN NBA podcast. Before we go, I'm going to let Corey give one more closing word. Hopefully he takes back what he said about Ben Simmons, but the floor is yours. It closes out, Corey.
Free Woj, free Tory Lanez. Ben Simmons is better than Jason Tatum.
Make sure the NBA is not in an entanglement.
Oh, so many entanglements coming.
All right, fellas, we'll catch you guys week after next.